Unit 5.
Part 1. 1. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
2. I have a very big family. I have 5 brothers and sisters.
3. My parents have been married for over 20 years.
4. I'm the youngest in my family.
5. He has 2 cousins.
6. My grandpa passed away last year.
7. My nephew is only 2 years old.
8. I found a very good job down there.
9. Are you married, if I may ask?
10. I'm still single.
11. I'll get married soon.
12. My parents-in-law are very kind to me.
13. What does your father do?
14. May I take your hand?
15. How long have you been living in Chicago?
16. You look so young and beautiful. By the way, may I know how old you are?
17. I just had my 30th birthday.
18. My aunt got divorced 2 years ago. Now she lives with her 2 kids.
19. How has your father been?
20. I went to my cousin's wedding last Saturday.
Part 3.
Susan feels blue.
Susan has been down recently. I saw her this morning. She looked terrible.
You have any idea why?
She broke up with her boyfriend.
I heard her boyfriend is married.
She still loves him. That's why she feels upset. Her love life is always hard and confusing.
Then what about you? How are you getting on with your boyfriend?
He sometimes really drives me crazy.
Talking about the future.
Who is this on the water buffalo?
That's my grandfather. He was a farmer. When he was young, he had to take the water buffalo to graze in the field.
Oh, yes. That was the best job in most farm families. That's where many of them learned to play the flute.
My grandfather did that, too. He used the time to study instead.
That's interesting. Go on.
My great-grandfather was a merchant who ran a small business. He couldn't afford to send my grandfather to school.
So he became a self-taught man?
Right. Later, he was a soldier and a fireman in the village. When he was middle-aged, he became a great man, quite famous.
In what field?
As a leader of police officers in charge of the whole country.
Is he still in that type of work?
No, he retired from that. He is a senator now.
Would you want to be a senator?
Well, maybe when I get old. But first I'll be a lawyer. Cousin is sick. Have you run into your cousin Jimmy lately?
As a matter of fact, I have. I ran into him just the other day.
How's he doing?
Not too well. He had to have 4 teeth pulled last week.
He did? That's too bad.
I think so, too.
Next time you see him, please tell him I'm thinking of him.
I'll be sure to do that.
Proud of Mom. Look at this picture of Mom in her cap and gown.
Isn't it lovely? That's when she got her master's degree from Miami University.
Yes, we are very proud of her.
Oh, that's a nice one of all of you together. Do you have the negative? May I have a copy?
Surely. I'll have one made for you. You want a print?
No, I'd like a slide. I have a new projector.
I'd like to see that myself.
Have a wallet size print made for me, too.
Certainly. Part 4. Farewell.
I hear you're moving to New York.
Yes, I found a very good job down there.
Well, we'll certainly miss you in Boston.
I'm going to miss you folks, too.
Let's keep in touch.
Okay, I'll drop you a line as soon as I get there. Complaint. How's your new apartment?
I thought it was in a quiet neighborhood, but it isn't.
What's wrong?
One of my neighbors has a dog.
Does it make a lot of noise?
It barks all night long.
Working hours. What are your working hours?
8 to 12 in the morning, 2 to 6 in the afternoon.
Much better than mine.
What are your hours?
Mine aren't fixed. Sometimes I do the day shift, sometimes the night shift.
Part 4.
1. Do you have any siblings?
2. I'm the baby in my family.
3. I'm still on the market.
4. Got any sibs?
5. I'm free.
6. I just turned the big 3-0.
7. How's your old man been?
8. What does your old man do?
9. My parents-in-law are down with me.
10. My parents-in-law dig me.
11. My mother-in-law spoils me.
12. I'm gonna tie the knot.
13. I found a rockin' job down there.
14. I found a kick-ass apartment down there.
15. How long have you been hiding out in Chicago?